Hello, and welcome to the Mentor of Life podcast by Dr. Shola Izokoli. I am Dr. Shola Izokoli, your life makeover mentor. With untraditional solutions to age-old problems, I help you create what you want in life, health, and relationships. Yes, you can have it all. Hello, hello, hello. How are you today? It's been a minute since I've done a video or a podcast, and this broadcast is going out on Vimeo, YouTube, podcast, and SoundCloud. I had a bit of a family crisis, and I am now playing catch up, but it's good to be back in the swing of things, sharing content, doing videos, podcasts, etc. Now, in case you've just sort of come into my world, I'm going to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about me and what I've been doing, who I am, what I do, etc. My name is Shola Izokoli. I am a doctor. I studied medicine in Nigeria, moved to England, became licensed there, came to America, did my residency and became licensed here. I am also a physician coach. Well, not just a physician coach, I coach everybody, really. I help busy physicians in transition move seamlessly and painlessly to the next phase of life. And what do I mean by that? So physicians who are burned out, I help them find freedom. Physicians who want to transition to become leaders from being employers, I help them do that. Physicians who want to change careers from clinical to non-clinical, and overall, I help people find their true purpose in life, live in it, walk in it, make money from it, and enjoy their lives. I always say this, you are born to do more than just pay bills and die. Let us work together so that you can enjoy this life that you've worked so hard to build. So a little bit more about me. I am also a 7-time author and a 2-time best-selling author. Well, so far, 7-time author, 2-time best-selling author. And you can find my books on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and type in my name, my first name, last name, Shola Izokoli. I am a wife and a mother. I have a husband and 2 beautiful, beautiful children. And we live in the wonderful city of Chicago, Illinois, in the USA. So today, having talked about myself, which I don't know, sometimes talking about myself, it makes me feel so uncomfortable, but hey, you have to do it. Today though, I'm going to share a few strategies, 7 or 8 strategies that you can apply when you start to feel overwhelmed. Now, we're living in they say post-pandemic, but it's really post-pandemic. I don't know. Yes, I'm a doctor and you know, I'm still a bit nervous about this whole COVID thing, but admittedly, it is better than it was. So I'm just going to share a few things I've learned over the years and that I share with my clients also about what happens when you start to feel overwhelmed. So now it's easy to feel overwhelmed these days, especially seeing that things are starting to open up again and you know people are going out. During the lockdowns, everybody was just in their little hidey holes and you know bunkering down and just trying to make it through the day. Now things are trying to get back to normal. You may find that you have more tasks, you have more things to do, functions to attend. Maybe last summer or 2 summers ago, you didn't go anywhere, but this time you find you have to take part in activities. Maybe you have children, you have to take them places, etc. And getting back into the swing of things can really be overwhelming. But here are some points to note when life becomes overwhelming. They say this, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So maybe it's time for you to get going because the going has gotten tough. So here are 8 points to remember when things start to get overwhelming. Number 1, remember you can only do 1 thing at a time. Worrying about the next thing you have to do is not going to make it get done any faster. So instead of worrying about, I have to do 5 things and worrying about them, do 1 thing Then when you've done that one thing, do the next thing. When you've done that next thing, do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. The time you spend worrying and spinning about the number of things you have to do will reduce your efficiency in doing those things, and it will take away creative time to help you do those things. That's number one. Number two, make a to-do list, but the reason to make a to-do list is not so you can have 50 things and then beat yourself up when you've only done 25. The reason to make a to-do list is so that you don't forget the tasks you have to do, okay? Just put them down, because when you try to keep them all in your brain, that's what makes you keep worrying and worrying about the things you have to do, because you're also worried that you might forget them. So in order not to forget, keep a list. But that's all the list is for. The list is not for you to make value judgments against yourself. Now, number three, instead of working off that to-do list, take the to-do list, look at it, and take the most important and most urgent, i.e. the tasks with deadlines, and put them on your calendar. When I meet people who do not use a calendar or a schedule, I am astounded. I say to myself, how do you keep things straight? And say, well, I keep it all in my head. And I think to myself, well, you must not have a lot to do then. Anyway, instead of so, take the things, put them on a calendar, because when you put them on a calendar, you're assigning time slots to them. So when you get to that time slot, you just do the thing that you've put in that time slot. Now, number four, use a calendar. If you don't use a calendar, you don't realize how much time you have and or how little time you have. When you assign things onto a calendar and then you look, you see, oh, there's white spaces in my calendar. I could do this other thing here and this other thing here, etc., etc. Having a calendar helps. You know, it helps you realize how much time you actually have. It helps you not forget things, and it helps you do things, your important things, when it comes to time to do them. So please use a calendar. Now, number five, delegate tasks, hire out people, outsource things, but do not micromanage. When you delegate something, make sure you delegate something, what you want to, your task, to a trusted person, but don't micromanage. Let it go. Because if you micromanage, it's just, you might as well just do it yourself. So why pay someone to do something and then come and micromanage them? The best thing you can do, delegate, find someone you trust, someone that's good, and delegate, but don't micromanage. It doesn't mean don't supervise. Yes, supervise, but allow whoever you delegate or hire outsource, let them bring their ideas to the table. And I tell the people who work for me, I'm not hiring you to just be a body. I'm hiring you for your ideas also. So please feel free to share them with me. Now, number six, and this is very important, make peace with an imperfect life. Life is not perfect, so stop looking for perfection where perfection does not exist. Accept your life for what it is and work to make changes. Every day is another day to do better than you did yesterday, but at some level, you have to make peace with the fact that life is not perfect, it's never going to be. You may never have the house that looks like the houses in Better Homes and Gardens, but if your family is fed and they're loved, then you know, what's the big deal? You may never be, I don't know, what do they say? Is it a perfect 10 or whatever? But I mean, as long as you're not leaving the house and people are telling you, please wear a paper bag over your head for service to humanity, you're fine. Maybe you don't have everything you want. You know, you can work towards them. You can get there, you know. And the truth is that even when you get there, you'll find that you haven't arrived because you're going to want something else. On some level, you have to make peace with an imperfect life. And that helps you enjoy your life better. That helps you not feel overwhelmed. That helps you not feel inadequate. That helps you not feel like you're not enough. Because let me tell you something, you are enough. Now, number seven, and this is key, make sure you engage in calming activities, because it's something about the mind. If you feel frantic, you will feel worse about your situation. But if you don't feel frantic, you're empowered to just go through thing after thing after thing if you don't feel frantic. So calming activities such as meditation, breathing exercises, being out in nature, walking barefoot on grass, those things help you feel calm inside so that you can power through your task. Being frantic does not give you the necessary energy to do what you need to do. It's a deception that you have to hustle and bustle around and look busy. A lot of people are obsessed with looking busy rather than being effective. So yes, if you're frantic and jumping around, you look busy and you look like you're doing stuff, but you may not actually be getting anything done. I remember a few years ago, I had these two people come to mind. There was this one lady who, she spoke in this low voice. She barely smiled. She just came in and she got on with her work. But at every turn, if you asked her for something, boom, in 5 minutes it was there, or she had already done it. Whereas there was somebody else in the office, this woman used to bustle around, but time after time said, have you done that? No, I'll get to it right away. And she would go off, and then you come back again. It's like, have you done, well, has this thing been done? Have we got this? I'll get to it right away. And she had the appearance of working, but she was getting nothing done. Meanwhile, the quiet one who was just apparently just going around her day, it was almost like you didn't see her working. She was almost like a work ninja. Things just got done. But the bustler and the lady who was always bustling around, it's like, so one day I actually said, why is she here? Because she didn't really seem to be doing much. But anyway, that aside, engage yourself in calming activities so that you feel calm and you can power through your tasks diligently instead of just bustling and hustling with a frantic mind and not actually getting anything done. Now, last but not the least, and this is so important, share your struggles with a close friend, a trusted friend, not someone who will make your problem worse, not someone who will not give you any, I would say, any advice or any encouragement of value. You want people who you trust, and don't just take your problems to everybody or struggles to everybody, right? There are some people who, they are friends of mine, but I know what struggles to take to them and what not to take to them. I know them, but it's like, no, we're, you know, I'm not going to tell you about this or that or the other. I'm just gonna we'll just leave you out of this because you're not going to really add much value in this situation. And it's up to you to assess what people in your life can add value when you're feeling overwhelmed, or can add value when you're in some sort of struggle or the other. So I'm going to recap real quick. It was 8 points I gave. Number one, you can only do one thing at a time. Remember that. Make a to-do list, but not something to use to beat yourself over the head with. Number three, instead of working off a to-do list, put things on your calendar. Number four, that goes without saying, use a calendar. Number five, delegate and don't micromanage. Number six, make peace with an imperfect life. Number seven, engage in a calming activity or calming activities. And last but not the least, number eight, share your struggles with trusted friend, close trusted friend. So thank you very much. I will be back. I hope you enjoy this. So as I said before, I'm a coach. So if you want to work with me one-on-one, you can get on my calendar. You can get on my calendar. You know, you like what you hear, you want to work with me one-on-one, I will leave the links everywhere. You can get on my calendar, book a call with me. This is a free 30-minute, no obligations call. You hear, I will listen to what you have to say, ask you some questions, and then you and I can both determine if working with me is right for you, right? And then we can go from there. I'll also leave links to my other sites in the comments, to my physician site, my speaker site, etc., and we can go from there. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you, or well, talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Mentor of Life podcast, your one-stop shop for innovative solutions in life, health, and relationships. My little piece of the internet is sholaezeokoli.com. That's sholaezeokoli.com. There you can find links to my social media pages, sign up to work with me, or invite me to speak at your corporation, conference, or other event. Thank you so very much for listening. Until next time, remember, yes, you can have it all.